I have two thoughts on social media today. One is about misinformation. The other is a subject we've talked a lot about here. Be careful with what you post because it can ruin your life. I'm Jefferson Graham. You're listening to Talking Tech. And I will begin with the president. I really don't like to delve into politics here because the minute I open my mouth, well, I've alienated half the audience. But here we go. Donald Trump likes to mouth off on Twitter. I think that's a fair statement. And he likes to say whatever crosses his mind without an editor to rein him in. Sometimes those statements are flat out wrong, but they stay up there as part of the public record. Lately, he's been attacking MSNBC host Joe Scarborough and claiming that he was to blame for a former staffer of his who died. The staffer's family wrote an open letter to Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey demanding that the tweet be taken down because it was untrue. But as often the case with social media, the platform refused, I believe, because they don't want to get into a high-profile battle with the White House, what a newsmaker, a public figure can say. But for the first time, Twitter did say that it would label Trump's tweets alleging mail-in ballots as fraudulent and direct users to get the facts through legit news stories. A Twitter spokesperson said the tweets contained, quote, potentially misleading information, unquote, and have been labeled as such. As the Washington Post put it, for its 14-year existence, Twitter has allowed misinformation by world leaders and everyday citizens to spread virtually unchecked. Its leaders have long said that users would engage in debate on the platform and correct false information on their own. That didn't exactly work out because the false information just stays up there and many people take it as fact. What's your position, folks? Should people be allowed to use Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube as places to say anything they feel like? Or should there be community standards that are adhered to? Personally, I don't think social media should be the cesspool. I think editors are a good thing. I think if you're using social media to blow off steam, you should have a draft of your post, let it sit for a day, and see how it reads the next day before going public, because a post can ruin your life. Just ask Amy Cooper. She's the woman who declined to have her dog on a leash in Central Park, and when asked to do so by a black man, she declined. As the conversation got more heated, she said that she was being threatened and she would call the police and say that she was being threatened by an African American. He recorded the whole encounter and posted the video on Facebook and Twitter. So what happened to Amy Cooper? Well, she's been fired from her job and even had the dog taken away from her because she froze and said something she shouldn't have out loud. What does she do now? Sit at home and post heated tweets? I don't think so. Let me hear your take. Look for me on Twitter of all places where I'm at, Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show wherever you listen to online audio. I'll be back at you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.